Hey everyone, welcome to episode 95 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so excited that you're joining me today. And just a quick heads up that open enrollment for my online piano lesson programs opens up for 1 week only next Monday, May 1st. You can learn more about my program for kids at busykidsdopiano.com/membership or my program for adults at busymomsdopiano.com/membership, and I will pop links to those in this episode's show notes as well. We are continuing our Broadway month here on the Busy Kids Love Music podcast. And in our last episode, we talked about what it means to be a Broadway show and a little bit about the history of Broadway. And I am super excited about today's episode because when I went to New York City a few weeks ago to do some research on Broadway and attend a few shows myself, I actually had the chance to sit down with someone who works on Broadway. Meg Zervoulis is a music director, pianist, teacher, and arranger who was kind enough to sit down with me during my weekend in New York City and answer some questions about what her life and career look like. So I hope you'll enjoy learning a bit about what it means to be a music director on Broadway. All right, everybody. Hello. I am coming to you tonight from New York City. And I have with me here Meg Zervoulis, and she is a music director and pianist and arranger here in New York. And so she was so gracious with her time, even though she's in the middle of a busy day of rehearsals, to sit down and talk with me and just answer some questions about what it is like to be a working musician and work on Broadway and all kinds of things. So thank you, Meg, for being here. Do you mind just introducing yourself and maybe saying a little bit about what you do, and then we can kind of back up and talk about how you got into it?
Sure. I'm Meg Zervoulis, and I live in New Jersey, and I primarily work here in New York. I'm a Broadway music director and music educator, and also been, well, I don't know. Yeah, that's all.
Well, awesome. We'll get more into all of your different jobs and projects you're working on. But I want to talk about how you kind of got started, because a lot of our listeners are students who are maybe just learning to play instruments themselves. And so I was wondering, like, what that looked like for you when you were younger and how you sort of developed and trained your interest in music.
Sure. My dad is a musician, so we had a piano in the house, and we have old pictures of me playing piano at like the age of three. I had taken then piano lessons just because it seemed like there was an innate interest and skill there. I took lessons for a while. Then I went to Juilliard Prep School when I was eight. And I stayed with my teacher from that program all the way until college.
Okay. Was this in New Jersey? You grew up in New
Jersey? I grew up in New Jersey. I grew up in Bayonne, New Jersey. Okay. Yeah. So close enough to New York that once I started really seriously taking lessons and doing concerto competitions and stuff, it was all New York based.
Okay.
So we were traveling here every week. And then I went to college at Carnegie Mellon University for classical piano, because at that time there were no programs for music direction, although now my students are able to go to college for music direction, so that's really nice. And then, yeah, just one thing led to another.
Okay. Okay. So when you graduated with a degree in, you said classical piano?
Mm-hmm.
So how did you start to kind of transition into more music direction and Broadway and that kind of thing?
So throughout even late high school, I had been working during the summers at a theater called Paper Mill Playhouse, which is located in New Jersey. And I kind of grew up working there and meeting people from the industry. Then while I was at CMU, I also got a minor in conducting through independent study. So I had been kind of escaping over to the drama school. And I went to school when Patina Miller and Andrew Kober and Kara Lindsay were there. Michael Kumin, who is a composer. So I was able to kind of meet them and work with them, similar to how now we're all working together here in the industry, and just got really excited about that and had always been excited about music directing and music for theater. So yeah, I left school and then I was developing a new musical in New Jersey also. And then that got an off-Broadway run. So that was my first like professional New York City credit as a music director.
Okay, very cool. And then just sort of grew with that kind of
pretty
one,
much
one thing leads to another. Yes. And I imagine too the proximity to New York City, just
yeah,
that you always are in it and know people. Can you talk about now what a typical day looks like for you in your career as a working musician and director?
Sure. At the moment, it's probably the furthest towards the busy spectrum because I'm in tech for a new musical that I'm supervising called White Girl in Danger. And that's written by Michael R. Jackson, who created Strange Loop. So he's so wonderful and exciting. So I'm spending all day in tech rehearsals for that, and then conducting